Amen. Even in your darkest hour, God is able. He can do it. Oh, yes, he can. Amen. Amen. Let's give our praise team another hand that we can do. Amen. Amen. Just remember, no matter what you're going through, when you trust God, he's able.
Amen.
For the scripture teaches us that all things work together for the good of them. Amen. Amen. And amen. Let us bow. Father in heaven, we come and we say thank you, O God. We thank you for another day's journey. We thank you for allowing us to enter in to a brand new year. God, as we celebrate the first Sunday in 2021, Lord, we don't know what you're going to do, but we know whatever you do, it will be great. And we thank you, God, for allowing us to be a part of that greatness. We ask now, oh God, that you would allow me to move out of the way.
Hallelujah.
Let the people see less of Tim,
yes,
and more of the Holy Spirit.
In the name of Jesus.
Consecrate my mind, my soul, that whenever I speak, it be the voice of God.
Hallelujah.
Speaking to these, your children. Give me the words to say, oh God. I realize that I am an imperfect man, that you have chosen to preach a perfect word. Use me now as you see fit for your glory. And Father, we praying that someone receive hope and encouragement,
yes, sir,
on this message on today. For it's in the name of Jesus the Christ, our Lord and our Savior, we ask it all. And all of God's children said, amen. Amen. Again, we say Happy New Year. Those of you that have your Bibles, I invite you to turn with me to 2 Corinthians. I was praying with so much going on, with sadness and stuff going on, and sometimes it gets hard to hear. You know, many people think that a pastor just get up and he opened up his Bible and God began to speak.
Amen.
Listen, that's foolish.
Amen.
The scripture teaches you, if you have not read the word, if you have not heard the word in your
teach
heart.
It.
And I'm being transparent here, and I'm hoping it will help someone. You know, you cut me, I bleed. The same way if I cut you,
come
you will leave.
Teach it.
What am I trying to say? I'm saying that we that in the ministry,
that's
that
right,
preach the gospel,
hallelujah,
we still human.
That's right.
We wrestle and we struggle.
Come on, wait.
The same way you do.
Yes, Lord.
And I'm not saying that to make an excuse, but I feel that someone needs to know that we're not superhuman. We don't have all the answers, but we know a God that sets high but yet looks low. That will answer you when he's ready for you to be answered.
Amen.
2 Corinthians chapter 5, and I want to read one verse. one verse here in the King James. It says that 2 Corinthians chapter 5, and when you found it, would you please say amen? 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7 says, "For we walk by faith and not by sight." I want to stop right there, and you may be seated. And I want to use for a theme or subject today. I want to talk about faith. Faith. Because when I think about it, I think about the year of 2020 when so much division was brought about.
Now help us.
In back into this world. But God still requires for his followers to stand on faith.
Yes, he did.
Now, I guess the best way for me to explain this is that we've all been in school except for some of the smallest ones in here, the babies. They hadn't gone to school yet. And we know that in school you learn your vowels and you learn your consonants and you learn that your adjectives and your and everything else. You learn that each one has a specific meaning. So each word that we stand upon, that we speak, have different meanings. Now, we're talking about this morning, we're talking about faith. Now, faith is not a conjunction. Faith is a verb. Because it requires an action. And so now, as followers of God, when we say that we have faith, we're supposed to move by our action, not because we just utterly spoke the word that I have faith.
Come on now.
Faith is not seeing. Many people trust in things that they can only see. That's the reason you have so many bad relationships, because he or she, when they're not around each other, then the faith is gone. I wonder who she talking to. I wonder why he late.
Hallelujah.
It might have been an accident.
You
might not have phone service, a signal or anything, but oftentimes the enemy wants you to put doubt in your head. But when we get connected with one another as a team, we're supposed to trust. And now faith, it's not seeing. So in other words, if I say I trust Miss Sutton, then that means I've got to trust her in my sight and in out of sight.
Come on, Wayne. Yes, sir.
Another thing, faith is not a feeling. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we get caught up in our feelings. Y'all remember when you first fell in love? Somebody know what I'm talking about. Then. How your hands got sweaty.
Yes, sir. Come on, Wayne.
Your heart just pitter-patting.
Come on, Jesus.
You couldn't think of nothing but nobody but your sweetheart.
Amen.
But I want you to know, faith is not like this. Faith is not a feeling.
Yes, Lord.
Because how many of you know that if I were to pass the mic, I can only imagine how many people would take the mic and say, "Listen, I know faith ain't no feeling." Tell
it.
Almost said it. That rascal. I gave him my all.
Come on, Wayne.
And he gave me his backside to kiss.
Amen. Amen.
It's true. That happens. It happens a lot.
Praise God.
But oftentimes we put our feelings before our heart. Just because someone have said the words you've been waiting to hear.
Come on, wait. Tell it.
But if I say that I love you and I'm going to be there for you, I'm gonna provide for you, then when it comes time to pay the bills, you need to bring something to the table.
Look out now.
We got a $500 rent bill, $200 light bill, $300 grocery bill, and you say you laid up here with me, and then when it comes time to pay the bills, you're going to bring $20 to the table. I'm going to get back to my message in a minute. Y'all need to open the door. Y'all need to open the door and put that sorry, you know what, out. Because the Bible teaches me that if a man don't work, somebody been reading. So why you think that just because you feel you love this person? Why you feel that God is going to conform to your ways when the scripture tells us that what God has written is written? We can't add to, nor we cannot we take away.
Talk about it.
So we need to get out of our feelings.
Come on.
Talk about it.
Faith is not hearing. Oftentimes we hear the word faith, you know, I trust God. I trust God with all of my heart because we have obtained, we have remembered a few scriptures we keep them dear, and we say that when people hear me that I have faith, then they think that I'm supernatural.
Come on, wait.
That's not the case.
No.
We all have a breaking point.
Come on, man.
We all will go through some things. But it's time for us to turn back to the soul word of God.
Come on, Pastor.
Because when you think about 2020 and how much went on, how we was mistreated and taken advantage of, but yet we still continue to have faith. I love to think about my ancestors, how they were put into slavery but yet how they were held back from reading the word of God and from being with one another, how men come and took the children and took the wives and beat the men and took advantage of the women, but yet our ancestors still had faith.
One day.
Because they looked forward to a better day.
Hallelujah.
And they wrote songs.
Praise God.
That one day we're going to steal away. Mm-hmm. One day.
Teach Pastor.
That we're going to follow the drinking gourd. I'll teach that song in February. Y'all gonna figure it out one day. The drinking gourd. How they were smart enough to sing songs in code.
Come on, wait.
And to steal away.
Yes, sir.
Because they were waiting in the water.
Amen.
All has significance, meaning behind the songs, and it has to deal with their faith. Knowing that one day it will get better.
Hallelujah.
When I think about it, faith, what is faith? If it's not seeing,
yes, sir.
If it's not a feeling, or if it's not hearing, I invite you to turn with me now to James, the second chapter of James. And And as I began to read and study this, a light just came on. So I thank God. And when I got to the second chapter of James and I began to look at verse 14, and I want to read this for your hearing pleasure. I'm trying to teach someone today.
Come on.
All right.
Praise God.
He says, "What does it profit, my brethren?
Yeah.
Though a man shall have faith and have not works."
Okay.
Amen.
Can faith save him? Says, if a brother or a sister be naked and destitute of daily food, in other words, to be without food. Verse 16 says, and one of you say to them, depart in peace. Y'all know how religious people is.
Yes, sir.
When you see somebody that's struggling, and I'm going to be praying for you.
Amen.
See somebody hungry, I pray that you be filled.
All right. Come on. Man.
Listen, if you got the resources, you need to help out.
Talk about it.
That's right.
That's right.
I'm talking about faith. He said,
hallelujah.
If one of you say to them, depart in peace,
that's right,
be ye warm and filled, notwithstanding ye give them not those things which are needed to the body. What did that profit? Nothing. That person is just going, I just ran into a religious person.
Amen.
I told them that I was in need. They didn't help me.
No, sir.
He says, 17 says, even so, faith, if it has not works, is dead.
Amen.
Being alone.
Hallelujah.
Yet a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works.
Uh-huh.
Listen to this. Show me thy faith without thy works.
Amen.
And I will show you thy faith by your works.
Yeah, right.
That's good stuff.
All right. Hallelujah.
And then stop there, and he says, thou believest there is one God that doeth well. Uh-huh. Listen to this. The devil believed also.
Yes, sir.
And trembled.
Yeah, yeah.
So don't think you're fooling God.
Amen.
But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? Now look at 21. He says, was not Abraham our father justified by works when he had offered Isaac his son upon the altar?
Amen.
Seeing thou have faith,
okay,
with his works, and by works was his faith made perfect.
Yes, sir.
And the scripture was fulfilled, which said, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness. And he was called the friend of God.
Yeah, yeah.
Yet see then.
Yeah.
How that by works a man is justified, and not by faith only.
Yes, sir.
Listen, likewise, Rahab, the harlot, justified by her works.
Uh-huh.
Because what did she do? Says, when she had received the messengers and had sent them another way, because they came and asked Rahab, where have the spies went? And she sent them another way. For as the body without the spirit is dead.
Yes, sir.
So faith without works,
hallelujah,
is dead also.
Hallelujah.
That's awesome.
It is.
So in other words, faith is an action verb.
Yeah.
That you get up and you do something. If we say that we're going to trust God, then we have to trust God in the good times and in the bad times. Also, when I was reading, I had to go back into Hebrews. And I went back into the 10th chapter of Hebrews.
Yeah.
And it says that when I get to the 10th chapter of Hebrews and I get around verse 22 now, uh-huh. And now we're talking about faith in having faith in 20 and 21. Now 22 says, let us draw near with a true heart and full of assurance of faith.
Yeah.
Having our hearts sprinkled from the evil consciences of our body washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the perfection of our faith without wavering. For he that is faithful, that promise. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good work. And that's when he says, that's when the writer of Hebrews says, not forsaking the assemblies of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another. And so much more, and seeing the days approaching. For if we sin willfully, after we have received the knowledge of truth,
that remaineth
no more sacrifice of sin.
Hallelujah.
But I want to go to Hebrews, the 11th chapter, and look at verse 6.
All right.
He said, but without faith, it's impossible.
Yes, Lord.
To please God. And I know that the pain is real.
Yeah.
But when we say that we are followers of God,
yeah,
we still got to move.
Praise
we got to stand on our faith, even in the midst of our tears.
Yeah, Lord.
We say, God, I still have faith.
Amen.
I'm still trusting you, even though I don't understand why this had to happen or that had to happen. God, I'm still trusting you because you said in your word that all things work together.
Hallelujah.
For the good of them.
Yeah.
That love you. He says, but without faith it is impossible to please him.
Yeah, Lord.
For he that cometh to God must believe that he is. You got to believe that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seeks him. That he will bless you. He said, and he that is a rewarder of them that diligently seeks him. And that's when he goes on to talk about how Abraham, by faith, Noah, was born.
Hallelujah.
That God had not seen it, and Noah moved.
Yes, Lord.
And he moved by his faith.
Lord.
And that's what we've got to learn to do. We've got to learn to walk by faith and not by sight.
Praise God.
Oftentimes, we want things when we want them.
Yeah.
We want to use God like we used our iron this morning.
All right.
You know, many of us got up and we had to iron out the wrinkles of our clothes.
Yes, sir.
Sometimes we want to use God that same way. Whenever the wrinkles is ironed out, we take and put God back on the shelf.
Praise God.
No, we need to serve him 24/7. And if I had to call upon some of my Old Testament friends, and if I could just talk with them, and I would have to call upon, when I think about the times when there were a famine in the land.
Yeah.
I would have to call upon Joseph.
Come on, wait.
And say, Joseph, how is it that you were able to stand there and have faith? When nobody had nothing, there were times were hard and people were dying, people were starving because there was a famine in the land. Joseph, how is it that you had your faith? I can only imagine he would tell me that I trusted in God. I leaned not to my own understanding, but in all of my ways I acknowledged who he was and he directed my path. Tim, that's why I've had the faith. And I was able to do the things that I was able to do, all because God looked beyond my faults. And he provided my needs. And I can't stop there. And I would have to call upon Sister Ruth, and I would say, Sister Ruth, how is it that you were able to walk by faith and not by sight when your husband had died and your mother-in-law told you to go back to your own land? How is it that you were able to stand? I can only imagine Ruth would look me dead in the eyes and she would say, well, the God that my mother-in-law served, he's so much greater than the God that my ancestors served. See, my ancestors served idol gods, but I realized that my mother-in-law is serving the true God, and where she's going to be, that's where I'm going to be. So I stood my ground, and I told her that your God is going to be my God, and look at what God done for me, because I was out in the field, and I was gleaming, I was getting the leftovers, and don't you know that when God always keeps his eyes on you. You may be down right now, but you need to talk to Sister Ruth. She was down on her knees, leaving the leftovers in the field, but somebody took notice of this woman out in the field, and his name was Boaz. I come to let you know that God's got a kindred redeemer for you, but you got to stand on his word. When things get tight, when things get rough, you gotta trust God. Even in the midst of your tears, you gotta trust God. You gotta stand on his word and know that yes, 2020 was a hard time, but I'm looking forward to my future, all because I look to the hill from which cometh my help, and know that my help comes from God and God alone. Because the Bible says, the earth is the Lord, and all is they that dwell therein. And guess what? I'm a part of this kingdom, and I know that I'm a child of God. And the Bible also says, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed backslidden. Don't you know, when you have confessed that you're a follower of God, you may go through some battles, you may go hardship, but it's gonna be all right, because the Bible says to be absent from this body is to be present from the Lord. I can't stop that. I got a call on Jesus, and I said, Jesus, how is it that you were able to have the faith when men talked about you, when men criticized you, when men beat you all night long, when they tried to make a mockery of your name? How is it that you stood on the faith? Well, I can only imagine in my spiritual mind that Jesus me. Well, Tim, I realized I didn't come to do the job for myself. I can only imagine in my mind that Jesus would tell me, see, God looked among, he looked among men, and he looked and seen who can I send to do the job. And he looked at David, and he said, David can't do the job. Even though David is a man after my own heart, David got a woman problem, and he can't stay focused, so I can't use David. I can only imagine in my mind that he would tell me that when he looked at Peter, he said, well, even though Peter is a man that don't mind speaking his heart, I want you to know, when it gets tough, when it gets rough, Peter is going to turn his back on me. He's going to deny me, so I can't use him. So, Tim, I had to wrap myself up in the form of flesh. I had to come from heaven down to glory, and I was born in the Virgin Mary. I was imputed into her, and don't you know, when I was born, at the lowly stage, people were looking for a king. They were looking for me to be born in a righteous place, but I was born in a stable. They didn't have room for me, and I want you to know that many people today that don't have room for God, all because your heart is hard. And I want you to know that Jesus was born into the world, and he walked this world. He taught this world, and at the age of around 33.5 years old, he gave up his ghost, because the Bible said they nailed him to the cross. They crucified him, but when they hung him high, they messed up. How do I know? Because the Bible tells me so. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying that as long as Jesus was walking in this earth, he could only be in one place at one time. But when he died, yes, he died, but he rose on that third day with all power in his hand. He sat on the cross, it is finished, it's finished. I died for your sins, and all you gotta do is trust me. All you gotta do is have faith. And he said, if you got faith, then I will show you my faith by my word. So stand on the word of God. Know that my faith will be put into action. Even though I'm crying, even though I'm hurting, I'm still going to trust God. Because I know that this storm soon will pass. You got to know that we all have to give an account one day.
You're right.
The thing is, we got to make sure that we're ready to meet the King. Yes. So will you be ready?
Hallelujah.
Have faith in God. He says, if you got faith, then I can show you your faith by your works.
Hallelujah.
Put your faith into action. Know that God will never leave you.
All right.
Nor will he forsake you.
Yeah, yeah.
He loves you.
Glory.
Family, it's going to be all right.
Yeah.
No one is exempt from going through hardship.
No
one is exempt from going through sorrow.
No sorrow.
But when you draw close to God, he will draw close to you. And when God is on your side, somebody said that when, if God be for me, he's more than the whole world that can be against me. It's nothing wrong with crying. It's nothing wrong with mourning. Because Solomon already covered that. In Proverbs, the third chapter, he talks about it. So family, share your tears, but reflect on the goodness of Jesus and know that I can stand. I can have faith that I'm going to trust God, that it's going to get better. But in order to do that, you got to hide the word of God in your heart. That's what Paul told Timothy, to study, to show yourself approved, rightly dividing the word of God. Because there's going to be some times when hardship comes and friends don't have a solution for you. And you got to go to the word and stand on your faith. Let it be an action for her. Amen. As we rest on our feet, we're going to open the doors of the church. There may be someone here today that realized, you know, I ran in 2020 and I'm tired of running. And I'm ready to be on the Lord's side. I'm ready to accept Jesus as my Lord, as my Savior, as my King. What better presence to receive? What better gift to start out 2021 than receiving the gift of life? Jesus the Christ as Lord and Savior of your life. If you're watching by social media, all you got to do is say, Lord, I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart that
that you have died and you rose from the dead on that third day with all power in your hand. Lord, accept me as one of your children. And I want you to know you are saved. But Romans 10 and 13 says, whosoever shall call upon the Lord, they shall be saved. But the thing you need to do like Hebrews said, forsake not thyself, the assemblies of thyself together. Fellowship is where you draw strength. Many have joined churches and fallen by the wayside. But you need to be reconnected. If this is your time, if you want to be reconnected to the body of Christ, why don't you come? If you're outside, you need to turn to God. You say, Lord, I want to be reconnected. I'm recommitting my life back unto you. Lord, I realize you didn't walk away from me, but I walked away from you. That's what David said in Psalm 51. He says, Lord, restore unto me the joy that I had. I want you to know that God can restore you right now. But you gotta put your faith into action. You just can't utter a word and think everything is going to be all right. God is a God of action. So will you stand on your faith if this is you? If you don't have a church home, I want you to know we would love for you to be a part of our church family as we continue to grow and minister in this community and this state. I want you to know we would love for you to be a part of our family. This is your opportunity. This is your, if you're listening by social media, all you gotta do is just send us a text and we'll make sure one of our leaders get in touch with you and make sure, because we do require for you to go through 8 weeks of teaching. I want you to understand the biblical principles we stand upon, because I'm going to teach this word. You're going to go through 8 weeks of teaching, and I guarantee you, you will not come out the same. It's what we expect from you and what you should expect from us, because we believe that everybody's got something to give to the kingdom of God. But I want you to know we would love for you to be a part of our family. If this is you today, why don't you come? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Respect of social distancing. We have the Moss and Tally family sitting in with us today. And I just want the Moss family to just raise your hand. Amen. Amen. And the Tally family, just wave your hand. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I'm going to call Ashley. Ashley, come here. This family is going through.
Bless you, baby. Bless you.
Bless you, baby.
They just buried. Ooh. Betty just buried her mama.
Laura.
Grandmama. Auntie. Ooh. Friend. Ricky just buried her mama. But I want you to know, that in the midst of your pain, in the midst of your sorrow, God has a way of moving. Because God placed something in my little niece here to be strong, to unify the family. And he also placed it in my nephew Al Moss. And I just want to thank them personally for reaching out to the family, because this is the time that the family need each other more than ever. Hallelujah. We're gonna pray. Father, we come. We come in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask for strength for this family. Because after they had buried, after Betty and Ricky buried their mother, their sister Annette is in the hospital with COVID. But Uncle Bud is in the hospital. And doctors have said they've done all that they can do. But Father, we're calling on Dr. Jesus. God, you said in your word, where two or three that come and be in the midst. We're praying right now in the name of Jesus that you will astonish those doctors. God, we pray for this family that you will continue to unite, that you will give strength where strength is needed, even in the midst of our tears, oh God. We're going to put our faith into action. We believe it. We know that you can do all things but fail. Holy Spirit, have your way. God, strengthen Betty. Strengthen Ricky. Strengthen Deborah. Strengthen Thomas. Oh God, we need you. But Father, I want to thank you in advance for what you get ready to do. We're going to give you praise in spite of, because we're standing on our faith. Well, Lord, we declare right now, anything you choose to do is much greater than anything that we can choose. So, Lord, we thank you in advance. And to Lord, while we're bowed, we pray for the Talley family. God, you have called a pioneer home, Sister Pat, a dear friend of mine, a dear friend to this community. God, we pray for her family. We pray that you will embrace them as they prepare. As they prepare to let go. God, we thank you in advance for your strength. God, we ask for strength for Ashley and Al as they continue to corral this family together. God, we pray for Eugene and his husband. God, you know what he's standing in need of. Strengthen them now. We count it done for us in Jesus' name. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' name. Let's give God some praise in this place. Hallelujah. Amen. After we finished the prayer, Brother Ricky came to me and said, you know, Uncle Bull came home yesterday. Amen. Amen. God is still in the healing business. Amen. Amen. Also, let us continue to lift up Xavier's girlfriend, Brandy Rollison. She lost her grandmother on New Year's Day. Amen. Amen. So, none of us are exempt from death. Amen. But just be there when others are going through. Amen. So we certainly thank God.
We pray that something was said or done that will help the family to draw strength. Amen.
Lavarius Brownlee, he's one of our drummers, and his mom Mary had surgery on her hip.
Amen. Thank you, sister. Amen. Amen. One of our drummers and mother, a friend of ours, amen, friend of the families, amen, has surgery. Continue to lift them up, amen. Because so much we take for granted. You know, we think that a lot of times we leave each other, we say, I'll see you tomorrow. No, if it's God's will, we'll see you on tomorrow. On that, amen. But continue to pray while you can, while the blood is running warm in your veins. Amen. Sister Brandy, amen. 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 We continue to pray for you and your family. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Anything else? Amen. Again, I want to wish everyone a happy new year, a blessed new year. Get ready. God is going to do something really great in 2021. You know, I use a lot of illustrations in my preaching. And by then, football season, in order for a receiver to catch a pass, he's got to be ready. And he's got to catch it. He's got to look it in and tuck it in. And the same way with what God is going to do in 2021, you got to be in the right position. And you got to be ready to catch the blessing when it comes your way. So what does that mean? That means that you need to take a look in the mirror and say, Lord, am I doing what I need to be doing that's pleasing in your sight, so I can be ready to receive what you get ready to do? Because he's going to do it. God is going to do it. And it's up to you to receive it. Amen. Amen. Again, to these musicians, amen, to this choir, this praise team, and to you, I certainly thank God for you. Continue to practice your social distancing and continue to stay healthy. And those that are going through, continue to pray.
Yes.
Continue to put your faith into action and know that God is going to do exactly what he said he's going to do. Amen. Sometimes when we're praying for healing, sometimes the healing is not in this physical. Sometimes it's in the spiritual. Somebody going to get that after God. Amen. But God is faithful and he's just.
Oh, yeah.
To cleanse us. Amen. Amen. Let us stand. We're going to prepare to dismiss, and then we'll go into our communion. Our Father and our God, again, we say thank you, God, for allowing us to be able to experience.